Hey, co-op listeners, this is Lynn Coles here with In Touch Interviews. The purpose of this show over the last 18 months or so has been to share information and updates from community organizations or groups or businesses or individuals or really anybody who's just doing good work to help make sure that their neighbors and friends and communities are well organized and well networked during the pandemic. So folks can get rent assistance if they need it, so that people can tell others who are in their communities where they can find access to things like food security resources and whatnot. And over the last 18 months, we've had lots and lots of awesome responses from individuals who have really appreciated and enjoyed the interviews that we've been doing with local artists, people who are experiencing the world and translating their experiences through their art. So I'm really, really stoked today to meet both missions of this show, to share community resources and also to kind of introduce and meet people who are doing awesome work by interviewing Stellar, who is a local transcendental folk musician and community organizer. And they are doing excellent work with their art, with their organizing. And we're just going to learn a little bit about it. Stellar, say hi. Thank you so much for joining.
Hey, Lynn. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, definitely. You're in Fort Worth right now working on a project. What is it?
I am. I am currently working on my first solo album called Rainbow Shadows, which is due out later this year in November.
Mm-hmm. And what's up in Fort Worth?
So Fort Worth is where my producer lives. The person who basically brought me to Austin almost 10 years ago, a friend of mine from college, we were in chamber choir together. Awesome. And kind of on a lark, I moved out to Austin when we started an indie duo together that we had for a little while. And then we've just been, you know, kind of collaborating here and there since then. He's since moved to Fort Worth and started a family. So, yeah, I asked him if he would be interested in producing this record, and he was an immediate yes.
Awesome.
So, yeah, he's got a little studio up here in his converted garage, and this is where we've been making all the magic.
Cool. How long have you been working on Rainbow Shadows?
Oh, man, I think I told my Patreon subscribers last fall that I was going to be working on an EP.
Okay.
And then, you know, the way these projects sometimes do, it kind of morphed and expanded into a full album. But a lot of these songs I've actually been working on for years. There's a couple songs on here that I have been working on for about 5 or 6 years. Several of them I either wrote or finished during the pandemic. So it's definitely a span of time.
Awesome. Many people have been doing lots of awesome creative work during the COVID-19 pandemic. Because people have been at home, maybe haven't had to deal with transporting themselves to and from work and whatnot. But I dig the idea that the album is overlap from the before times also.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a hybrid endeavor in that way.
Backing up a little bit, what is transcendental folk music?
I don't know that I could define it. I do know that the band Elephant Revival, which is one of my all-time favorite bands, the first time I ever heard their music, I kind of had one of those moments, you know, in the living room when I, like, stopped and, like, paid attention to what I was hearing.
Right.
For me, Elephant Revival actually represented the first time that I heard an artist saying the things that I wanted to be saying in my own music in the genre and style that I also wanted to be writing it.
Awesome.
They're a huge touch point in my musical career, and so when I went to look them up and, like, oh, who is this band? It said they were a transcendental folk band, and I couldn't find, like, any other bands that were identifying in that way, and I was just like, transcendental folk, like, that's it, like, that's the music that I make. It's kind of a blend of singer-songwriting, Americana, lots of guitar, but also talking about the world and talking about our own spiritual and personal journeys and community and the earth and landscape and some more of those themes, you know, you often find in, like, folk and country music, but kind of not in the same way.
Gotcha. It sounds like the content of your music, as with many artists, is as important as the sounds that you're creating. How's your writing process? What's that like? And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the relationship between your community organizing and your art.
This album is absolutely the most political art I've ever created. I have put out one album so far with my band, The Seventh Ring, a few years ago, and that was much more about the more typical songs about love and life and personal growth and heartbreak and water and all these other things. But there wasn't a lot on that album that directly related to, like, the anti-racist work that I was doing and the community organizing that I was getting involved in. Especially over the last couple of years, I really started to learn how to bring the things that I was showing up in the streets for and organizing around more into my music. And I think that became especially even more true even before the pandemic. I think it was the worldwide climate uprising that really started happening in the last couple of years. It kind of marked the first truly anthem activist song that I wrote. And then last summer, during the George Floyd uprisings and the summer of uprising, I actually took a creative writing class, a short story creative writing class. I don't know, just kind of get myself out of like a writing funk, you know, valuable to do another medium. And I wanted to write a short story about my unlearning journey becoming an anti-racist, like, white person. And what is that journey about? And what are the challenges? And where do we usually screw up? And instead, I ended up writing a song. Which my friend was totally cool with. I presented it instead of presenting a story, and everybody was really supportive. It was pretty great the way it turned out. That's going to be one of the singles on the album, and it's absolutely, I think, the heart of like what this album is about.
Awesome. And then what about the anthem that you wrote during the initial climate uprisings? Is that going to be on Rainbow Shadows also?
Absolutely. I actually recorded final vocals on that one today. It was the last day I needed to record.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I finished about a couple hours ago.
Cool. Great. In order to get the album coming out in the fall of 2021, and again, if anybody's just joining, my name's Lynn. I'm speaking with local transcendental musician here in Austin called Stellar. And Stellar's website is stellarsings.com. Stellar, what's new? What do you have coming up that you want to share with folks?
We actually just decided, due to a kind of a bunch of scheduling things with both of my producers and kind of people who want to be at the release show, be playing in it, we actually decided to release it on my birthday mid-November, which happens to be on a Friday this year. So that's going to be on November 12th, the release show in Austin. Before that, I'm looking to release the single I mentioned, Enemy, probably in late September. So yeah, right now we're just working on finishing up all the recording. I've got the cellist coming in over the next couple of weeks and a bunch of my friends. I think about 20 to 25 of my friends are going to be singing on a choir in one of the songs.
Oh, awesome.
Get that together, over the next few weeks. And then it'll get mixed and then off for mastering. And in September and October, we'll be looking at releasing one or two singles from it.
That's amazing. I love the idea of getting a whole bunch of powerful and creative and loving friends in the same room and just all singing together. It sounds awesome.
It's absolutely my favorite way to make art. I'm so privileged in that I know so many incredibly talented people who all just want to like uplift each other. And that's really the spirit of both the kind of art that we like to make and also of community organizing. It's like we're just all here to be in solidarity with each other and contribute and collaborate and lift each other up when maybe the outside forces that are kind of in charge are really not so much about that.
Yeah, that's so cool. Stellar's Instagram handle is Stellar Sings, STELLARSINGS. On your Instagram page is a link to a Kickstarter page. What are you Kickstartering for? Kickstarter is a way for people to raise money for projects. I imagine it's for the album, but what are you looking for funding for?
For recording and production and mastering, album art design, the photo shoots and shipping the CDs once people order them, and all the marketing and promotion. There's so many hidden costs that the public often doesn't know about in terms of making an album. And it's really rad when artists can self-fund their own endeavors and then make the money back.
Yeah.
My band did a Kickstarter for our first album, and we were so blown away by just the community support for it. And so, yeah, I decided to go for it again. And so far, the response has actually just been like really inspiring and moving. Kickstarter is pretty explicit from an organizing or a political perspective. I absolutely make no bones about the fact that Black Lives Matter and Indigenous people need their land back, and we need to really rethink this world we've created for ourselves here, or that certain people have created for everyone else. And I just keep being blown away by the people, a lot of whom I wouldn't have necessarily expected in my life, to be messaging me and just being like, your video is incredible. Like, thank you for doing this. That's been really heartening and incredible, and I'm so, so grateful for all the support that people are already showing. We're a week in, and we're already two-thirds funded, which is just totally blowing my heart open.
That's awesome. The link is going to be on Stellar's website, stellarsings.com. Also, there is a link to the Kickstarter in Stellar's Instagram bio, Stellar Sings. It's STELLARSINGS on Instagram. And the video that you were talking about is on the Kickstarter page, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. folks who are invested in supporting local musicians, folks who are invested in supporting local activists and organizers will find an incredible intersection of those two in Stellar's work. Stellar, we'll be sure to put the link to the Kickstarter on the co-op website also, so folks can find it there as well.
Oh, incredible. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I'll say one more thing about the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
One of my favorite tiers is the Magic Rainbow Shadows mug, which is the album artwork on a mug that goes from black and then it becomes the Rainbow Shadows artwork when you put hot liquid in it.
Oh, cool. Oh, my gosh.
I'm stoked. Like, I'm really excited for mine.
Something that people can get if they give X amount on the Kickstarter. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome. We'll be sure to share it, and then you and I can check back in before the November event as well to let people know what's going on then, too.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll have more plans by then.
Thanks so much, Stellar. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, Lynn. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.